please be due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher. Peace and salutations be upon our noble leader and master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in this session of the Islahi Jalsa, we will discuss various aspects of tasawwuf. Before we commence with the program, that whilst we are here, first we should have a niyat, have an intention as to why we are here. Our primary objective over here is our islah, our spiritual rectification. And according to the niyat that we will have, that is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will deal with us. So we should have this niyat, have the intention that we will be staying in the companionship of pious people, of the awliya of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the more niyats we make, the more merry it is. Also we are in the masjid. And in the masjid, make our niyat that we are here for i'tikaf. Inshallah, now we'll commence. We'll have a program by Mufti Abdullah Lambatsab, inshallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة صدق الله العظيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في جسد بني آدم لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Respected elders and friends, as we all know, this is a Islahi Jalsa. And what is a Islahi Jalsa? So beautifully our Shaykh explains that if we look around us, everywhere in the world, you'll have everything what is made around us in the world is all for the body. If you look, we have cars, we have houses, we have hospitals, we have all types of things, whether it's shops, whether all these type of things are all for the outward body. And this insan is made up of two components. One is the body and one is the soul. And the most important thing of this insan is the soul, which we call the ruh. So beautifully, one great pious elder, Hazrat Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, explains, in a gathering of people, he asked the people, can you all see me? So we all say, yes, we can see you. So he say, lift up your hands if you all seen me. So everyone lifts up their hands. After that he say, in actual fact, you all are not seeing me. I am made up from my ruh and my soul, my body and my ruh. If now Malakul Maut has to come and take my ruh, and I'll be laying here, no one will say that Mazhar, Mona Mazhar Sahib. Everyone will say, take the body from you. So in actual fact, you cannot see me, because the actual main component of insan is this ruh. So our Shaykh explains that everything around us is made for the body. And how much of effort do we make for this ruh, which is the main component of insan? There are so many hospitals, there are so many different, in the time of Hazrat Ma'abrarul Haqsab Damat Barakatum, Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of his murids were admitted into hospital and had to undergo an operation. So he had to sign the indemnity forms, etc. So he said, first I will consult my spiritual doctor. So all the doctors were shocked. And what is this? Who's a spiritual doctor? So he took the opportunity and he called all the doctors of the hospital. And he said, if you'll call all the doctors of this hospital, then I will explain to you all what is a spiritual doctor. So all the doctors were gathered, and he told them that, look, you people can test my blood pressure, you all can test my sugar, you all can test all these type of things, but which one of you all can test how much pride I got, how much jealousy I got, how much of anger I got, all these spiritual maladies. So they were all shocked, and they took a lesson from it. It was a Muslim doctors, so they all took lesson from this. So in the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah. It was a great favor upon this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, not from angels, from their own humankind, from their own species, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, that what is his work, what will he do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him for, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, to teach them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kitab, which our ulama explain, which is the work of the makatib, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and to purify them, to all these spiritual maladies, all these types of evils, what has come, whereas in today's time, and since the world has created, all the problems that are caused in the world are because of no islah. If we take a look at Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all the different nations, from Qawm Nuh, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was sent to his ummah, for 950 years he preached, but his ummah the nation did not listen, and they got involved in idol worship. So much so that his own son did not listen, and the azab came upon them, and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam told his son, Ya bunayya rkab ma'ana wa la takum ma'al kafirin. He said, Qala sa'awi ila al-jabal. He told them that I will take refuge from the mountain. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam told him, La aasim al-yawma min amri Allah illa man rahim. Today no one will be saved from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except upon whose Allah ta'ala's mercy comes upon. And he thought he was clever. And in this time, while this conversation was going on, the floods came, and Nuh alayhi salam was with his nation on the ark, and they were separated. So much so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qawm Aad, where they were said, قَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ, who is more stronger than us? And these were all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all these for us to take lesson, for Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take lesson, that you people don't get involved in this. That these people were involved in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take some lesson from this, and don't get involved in the same mistakes what they did. They all were in a certain sin, they were involved. They thought they were the most strongest people. So they said, Man ashaddu minna quwwah, and they did not listen to Hud alayhi salam. And Hud alayhi salam was preaching to them, they did not listen. So much so that a strong wind came and wiped them out. If you look at Qawm Lut, the nation of Qawm Thamud, the nation of Thamud Salih alayhi salam, they were so involved in the architecture. They used to carve houses. They used to carve houses in the mountains, and they were very involved in the architecture. And they thought that this is our, that no one can do better than us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and he made a shriek, and their souls came out, and they were all wiped out. And if we look at Qawm Lut, the nation of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, they were involved in sodomy, where men to men, their shahwa, their desires were so much, which is today we hear about these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this in Quran. We probably thinking that what is the need for this? Today we see all these things. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this for this nation, and we getting involved in the same thing. So these are all our carnal desires. If we don't fix up our heart, if we don't do our spiritual reformation, then we will get involved in these type of things. We cannot look down upon the next person for getting involved in a wrong thing. because tomorrow you don't know what is your end. So Lut alayhi salam, his nation had a lot of desire, what we call shahwa, their carnal desires. They did not control their desires so much so that they fulfilled their desires with men. When the angels came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent beautiful angels, and they wanted to fulfill their desires with the angels. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam told them that, here are my daughters, why don't you all marry my daughters? But they were not interested. Then if we look of the qawm of Shu'aib alayhi salam, Madian, they did not fulfill their mu'amalat. They were not weighing properly. They used to cheat the people. In today's time, this is the order of the day. We are all looking to make a quick buck. How much we can fill our pockets, we're not worried whether we're cheating the person, whether we've given him the correct amount, whether we pay in our zakah. And these are the conditions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon us. A'malukum ummalukum. According to your actions, so will be your rulers. And according to your actions, conditions will come upon you. That is why we are suffering with no rain. We are not paying our zakah. So all these are the repercussions of those people who did not make the islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab came upon them. Then if we look at Bal'am Ba'ura, he was a great alim of Bani Israel. But he had these two things. He was overtaken with his dunya. And he thought that he had a lot of pride. And he was overtaken with his dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a great alim of Bani Israel. And he went astray. And he azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came upon us. But then on the other hand, if we look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who came out from oppression, who used to fight over petty things, so much so before they were even called Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Romans and the Persians used to say, "Antum abidu abidina," that you are not even fit to be our slaves, rather our slaves' slaves. That you all are so low people that even our slaves will feel shy to rule upon you. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he made a change in this ummah, once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had his camels, and one of his camels got lost. It ran away from the herd of camels. So his father told him that you can't even look after camels. What will you do in life? So one day when he got the khilafat, he thought about this thing, and he said, "Today I am ruling 2/3 of the world. Because of Islam, I'm ruling 2/3 of the world." That time when my father told me that I could not, if my father was alive, he would have seen that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So through Islam and through, if we want to do our spiritual reformation, Hazrat Dihya Qalbi radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making a lot of dua for Dihya Qalbi to accept Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making perpetual dua. After a while, Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He makes salam to, he says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent salam for you. And Dihya Qalbi will be coming to accept Islam." The reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted him to accept Islam, because he was a great leader. He had a lot of people under him. So by his accepting Islam, his whole tribe and his whole nation would accept Islam. So Hazrat Dihya Qalbi comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets this information from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his shawl down in honor of Dihya Qalbi, because he was a leader of a tribe. So he walks in and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his shawl down. Hazrat Dihya Qalbi, out of utmost respect, he said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am not worthy of this." And he picks up the shawl of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he puts it to his face and he kisses it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him sit down. He greeted, he said, "Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to accept Islam." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No problem." Made him read the kalima. He accepted Islam. And after a while, he starts crying. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What is it? What is the matter?" So he says that, "I have committed a lot of sins." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "But don't worry, through reading kalima, all your sins will be forgiven." So he carries on crying. So he said, "What is the matter? What is troubling you?" He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I have buried 70 innocent girls with my own hands." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped for a moment, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also started crying. And Dihya Qalbi, After a while, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam comes and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam upon you. And tell Dihya Qalbi radiallahu an, that after reciting kalima, all those 70 girls and whatever sins he committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam keeps on crying. So he said, imagine a non-believer reading the kalima, and this is the result. So imagine when a muttaqi, a pious person reads the kalima, then what benefit won't he get out of this kalima? So we can see a person is ready to do his reformation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to pull him closer. So in the same way, there was one sahabi, Hazrat was passing by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba radiallahu anhum that if you want to see a man of Jannah, look at this man. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were inquisitive and they wanted to know. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu went, and he went to spend some time with the Sahaba. He said that I want to spend some time with you in your house. I just want to spend the time and see. He never said what the reason he wants to spend time for. So he said, no problem, you're welcome. So he saw his tartib and he saw how he spends his night. He does the same thing, he wakes up for tahajjud. So he thought, what is different? He spent the second night, he spent the third night. But after leaving on the third night, he said that actually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are jannati. So that's why I wanted to know, what is this action that makes you different from us? So he says that I do nothing special. He say no, that there is something. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. He said, before I sleep at night, I clean all malice and dirt from my heart. This is why, this is the probably the action which I am doing, which gives me this honor and virtue. So we can see when Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they changed their lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the certificate in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader when they were going to conquer Baytul Maqdis. And as they were going on this long journey, they were so poor, they did not have enough conveyance. So two men to one conveyance. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his assistant, his slave, used to take turns on the conveyance on their camel. So one would pull the reins and one would sit on top. So they used to take turns in this way. So before entering Baytul Maqdis, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, that can we make a little mashwara before entering Baytul Maqdis? So they tell Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that as you know, this was a long, arduous journey, and our clothes are dusty, our hair is disheveled. So if you could change your clothes and wear a clean set of clothes, and then, it is your slave's turn to go on the camel and you to pull the reins. But we are very sure that he will be most happy to let you sit on the camel and he will pull the reins because you are Amirul Mu'mineen and we are entering Baytul Maqdis. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu taught for a while and then he said that you are giving good suggestions, and after a moment he went into a rage and he said, Inna kunna adalla qawmun. فأعزنا الله بالإسلام فمهما نطلب العزة بغير ما أعزنا الله أذلنا الله. That we were most degraded of nations. That as we said, the Romans and the Persians didn't even want to rule upon us. We were the most degraded of nations. فأعزنا الله بالإسلام. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given us honor and respect through what? Through Islam. فمهما نطلب العزة. And when we look for our honor in other than that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed our honor, then undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will degrade us. So we should take lessons from Sahaba radiallahu anhum and make our spiritual reformation. That is why we have this Islahi Jalsa. Our Shaykh takes out his time to go out from place to place, to get the people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how people can get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we purify our hearts. Islah is not a rocket scientist. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to do islah. It is simple things, our day-to-day things, to perform our five times salah on time, to If we got any qaza salah, to make up for our qaza salah, to give our zakat, then the spiritual maladies that we are suffering from, pride, anger, jealousy, all these type of things, to remove it from our hearts, and to control our anger, to remove pride from our hearts, this is what is islah, simple, day-to-day things. And once our islah is done, and we got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will enjoy, as if we are enjoying Jannat in this world. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is two Jannats. Jannatun fi dunya, one Jannah in this world. He will have the enjoyment of Jannah as if he is living in Jannah in this world. And what to say in the year after, when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow us all with that bounty, where we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we witness the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in His servants, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. That at the time of our mouth, when the angel of death comes to us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes us in His Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter into my special servants, فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter into my Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. وآخر الدعوانا الحمد لله.